And now, Hard Facts with Kimberly.
This is Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
After four, good evening to you. Thank you so much for staying with 95.1 Nigeria Info. Someone says, Kim, this one I put himself, they confuse us here. I beg, I cannot come and kill myself trying to understand it. Well, that's the whole idea. It's not called a senseless poem for nothing. It's actually to take you back and forth and to get you thinking, okay, what exactly is the message here? Well, even in the midst of it all, people will definitely take something out of it. All right, it's time to catch up. I'm a little curious. Have you gone to register for your voter's card? For those who don't have at all, I'm sure you have started the process online, the comfort of your home, trying to just do the needful there, and then you go capture the biometrics when you get to the INEC office. Have you done that? Or for those of you who want to transfer, because we get a lot of people asking about the transfer from one polling unit to another, from one state to another. Have you initiated the process, or you're waiting for 24 hours to deadline and then you start to scamper and wonder, oh, where exactly are we going to go to get this one done? Well, we're going to have that conversation again, and I am super excited that we have in the studio with us to have an important conversation, at least to get to find out the level of compliance, if any, of people here in the federal capital. We have Madam Ndidi Okafor with us here. She's the head of department, INEC FCT Voter Education and Gender Desk also. Yes, you're welcome, ma'am. Delighted to have you join us here in the studio.
Thank you very
and
much.
And you look delectable as always.
And you too, Kim. I'm also super excited to be with you and the good people of FCT.
Yes, I was at the office. I did mention it to them there. I was at INEC office in Area 10 to get my transfer done. I said the process at home, did, you know, the e-registration and transfer, and I went to their office and got my biometric captured, and it was a seamless, hassle-free process and went by really fast. So for those of you who are hesitant and thinking, are you sure it might take all day? I promise you it will take almost no time at all. So get up and get going. It's doing it. Well, today we're going to look at the review of the CVR, the continued voter registration in the FCT, as also preparation for February 12, 2022 Area Council election. Madam, the CVR is ongoing across the country. Let's have an update for the FCT precisely.
Thank you very much indeed. One more time, I bring you greetings from the resident electoral commissioner of INEC FCT, Ahaji Yabelo. He sends his regards to
you
and the good people of FCT. Thank you for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, it's going on across the country and here in the Federal Capital Territory. And you've testified that you were in the office.
Yes,
and,
I was.
And, yes, and you got registered. Of course, you know, I did come to see how it was going. You spent up to 6 minutes or so
thereabouts.
Yes, and the reason was simply because you know, your picture.
Yeah, apparently the old picture I took some years back when I was in Jos, the computer was like, what, she has changed so much. And it took its time to recognize, but it took itself about 5 minutes or thereabouts.
That's
so
right.
It wasn't like forever.
That's right. You know, so that's the part of the checks. The computer does that to see if this fellow who is transferring is the same person. Yeah, so a lot of checks. That's why you spent up to about 8 minutes or thereabout.
Yeah.
I think I was checking the
time.
Otherwise, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, max five.
Well, while I was seated there, at least the other table, I saw three people move while I was still seated. So I would say on the average, 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
For the number of people.
Yes, if there are no issues with matching the photos. Yes, so it's been ongoing. The people have been responding, but not exactly the way we expect. So the two methods are on the table. You either do what Pleasant Kim has done. You go online. And Kim, I'm going to leave this in your studio.
Okay.
Yes, so that you can look at it and then remind our listeners. So it's either you go online and the portals, cvr.inec.gov.ng or cvr.inecnigeriawrittentogether.org. And then you start the process. It's a 10-point procedure. You create an account on the portal using a valid email address to enable you begin the pre-registration process. And once that is done, then your account, an account link is activated and sent to your email, and then you can continue the process until you print asleep, and suddenly that was what you do.
Yes, I did all of that.
That you did. So I'm going to leave this in the studio so you remind our people, a 10-point procedure using a valid email address. So the second method is for those who maybe they don't have data or they don't even know how to do it online. Then they can come physically to our offices. So we have 7 registration centers in the FCT. 6, you know, we have 6 area councils.
Yeah.
So at the area council offices of the commission, you can walk in there to get registered. Or you can come to Area 10, which is the FCT headquarters, or where the resident electoral commissioner, Haji Yaya Bello, presides. So it's about what you choose to do. The two methods are being used, in-person registration or capturing physically the biometrics of those who have gone to do the registration online, the pre-registration online. So far, so good, but I have just chipped in, and you had already preempted me by saying don't wait until it's time to say, well, we have just one more month to go, and then you will besiege our offices. Please come now. We're waiting for you. Our officers are on ground to take whatever complaints you have, even if you registered online and you couldn't complete it or there was a problem that arose. Please come so that we can solve them now. Let's make hay while the sun shines.
I quite agree with you. However, we've had complaint of certain people being turned back, because you mentioned that there are two procedures, the online and then the physical capture, and also mentioned that for those who for some reason cannot do it online, they are so maybe don't have smartphones, don't have access to it to register at home, and they are forced to come physically to do all of that. There are some complaints. I know we got one from the Cairo office about people being turned back to say, oh, you have to do the initial stage at home before coming for your capture. How are you addressing that? And if you've received a formal complaint also?
Well, when we heard of that, you know, we asked the officer in charge for all the 6 area councils. There are officers we call the electoral officers. So, you know, we fondly call them the field commanders.
Yeah.
So I had to speak with her. And she explained that there were no such issues. But what it was that there were those who came, you know, initially when we started.
Okay.
You know, they came before their appointment dates.
Okay.
And sometimes, you know, when you do that, they will not find your details online. You know, initially when we started. So you needed to keep to your appointments and all of that. And now we've stabilized we've really, really stabilized. I mean, it's only natural that when it's just like a child is born, that child will have to learn to crawl, to sit, and then try to stand up and then walk. So we've stabilized. And some of the challenges that cropped up initially are being handled by the headquarters. I did tell you of one in terms of photos. You saw that the computer was trying to match your photos. And unless that took place, your registration was not going to be completed. Mm. So that, on a daily basis, there are reports to the headquarters in terms of what challenges that we're encountering. And all of those are being resolved. In fact, as a matter of fact, there are some great Nigerians who came to the FCT office, and because the officials could not capture their photos, you know, the system kept on saying no, rejecting the photos. Mm-hmm. So the officers told...
But is that a common challenge? Because I know that was with mine, because the picture wasn't so clear that I took... I think it was in 2011 or thereabouts that
That's
I took
right.
that particular one.
That's
it
right.
wasn't clear, and maybe some of my features have changed also.
Absolutely. I mean, maybe your final reacher, you know, and all of those. So, in a lighter mood.
Yeah,
there are people, there are other great Nigerians like that. There are those, you know, that the computer will query their photos because it's going to match it. All right. So when all of those happen, you know, the officers are patient enough to try and retry and retry until it is accepted. Now, there are also those that failed. And such cases were then escalated to the REC FCT, Haji Yaya Bello, who then got in touch with the headquarters. At some other time, the HOD in charge of ICT, because the ICT department is driving this process, you know, would also intervene. And the headquarters, you know, we're not too far from there. So they've been, you know, responding and taking care of all of those challenges. So people are not being sent away at all.
People are not being sent away?
Not at all.
At least I saw a little bit of someone at the gate without a face mask. Is that the only sending away, perhaps?
Oh.
that would happen because, well, we understand COVID is still there. We're talking about Delta variant, even though assurances are high that there will be no lockdown, but precaution and all of that is quite important.
Well, so in journalism, we talk about eyewitness accounts.
Oh, yes.
So that's what you're talking about.
Just in case someone calls and say, I was sent back from getting into INEC office. Like, okay, for what reason? It just might be you don't have your face mask on.
You're correct. So let me now take this opportunity to tell the good people of FCT what the different scenarios. One is what you painted. That if you approach our offices without your face mask on and you don't even have it with you, you'll be sent back. The reason is simple, that the commission has a policy of conducting elections and electoral activities in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. Everything that the PTF says that we should do is what we're doing. So we're not taking it lightly. You know, the non-pharmaceutical protocols?
Yeah.
Are observed because you need to be alive to register, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you also need to be alive to vote. And so the commission is fully enforcing that. So that could be a reason. But let's take this other interesting reason because I have had to explain this on another platform or, you know, when I was asked. In AMAC, there are 5 offices of the commission.
Okay.
In AMAC.
In AMAC.
That's right. 5. 2 of them serve the good people of FCT. 3, no. They are those we call INEC Nigeria, fondly so. So
okay.
Let me identify you. You're being a bit curious. Right?
Yes, because I'm asking if maybe identify these 5 areas so that at least people are clear.
All right. So I'll take it gradually. Now, we have the headquarter office, our headquarters at Maitama. That's where the Honorable Chairman of the Commission, Professor Mahmood Yakubu, the National Commissioners and the Directors, who are the policymakers. Mm. These are the electoral heirs. That's where they make the policies, give the templates for all the electoral activities. So if you go there, you'll be sent away.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because the honorable chairman of the commission or the national commissioners or even the directors are not registering anyone. That is fondly called INEC Nigeria. They are the policy makers. They bring the templates for the entire activities in the country. So please don't go to Maitama. That's the headquarters, INEC Nigeria. Now the second office, which is also an annex of the headquarters, is located at Wusetu, Blantyre Street. Now that office houses the voter education department, gender department, alternative dispute resolution, and all of those. And they do not register anyone. It's an annex to INEC Nigeria, the headquarters. Now, interestingly, there is one that is your neighbor here. Maybe
yes.
You haven't noticed.
I have.
That's right.
After the breach.
Great. That's also another annex of the headquarters. That's the training institute,
mm-hmm.
headed by a director general. Nobody registers anyone there. So you see, some people go there. Once they hear, okay, I can register, I want to go capture my biometrics, they go there.
So at least it has INEC on it.
Absolutely. And the security officials will send you away. Maybe most of the time they will redirect you. I suppose that's where the sending away comes from. They will redirect you and say to you, no, there are two offices in AMAC that serve the good people of FCT.
The one in Area 10?
That's right.
And
Karu. Aside from the other offices in the other five area councils.
Mm.
So I have decided to settle for AMAC because you have five of our offices here in AMAC.
In AMAC.
And most Nigerians, confuse them.
About 10 people are asking exactly where to go in Abuja. So it's important that you mention this to point them in the right direction. Area 10 and Karo is exactly where you go to if you're in AMAC.
That's right.
Then the other area councils. You go to the INEC offices there.
Absolutely.
You don't have more than one in those area councils.
Just one per area council. We have
okay.
six area councils.
Yes.
That's right.
All right.
So please, we plead with you, don't go to Maitama because the chairman is not
mm-hmm.
registering anyone. Don't go to the institute. The DG doesn't have any machines.
All right.
And then don't go to Blantyre. That's where all of these other departments...
Disputes are resolved.
That's right.
Right.
So please come to us, Area 10, immediately after AMAC.
Mm.
That's the office to come to.
I honestly thought I was going to see the place packed with a lot of people. But appointments are given, so that would help manage the number anyway.
That's right.
People should try as much as possible to go do it now that there's ample time. Let's go for a very quick break. I see lots of messages. Some people are still asking for the procedure, even though you mentioned at the start of it, the 10 procedure. But
and now, Parfacts with Kimberly.
Continuing our conversation with Madam Ndidi Okafor and talking about the continuing voter registration. Some people are asking what the procedure is. If you're kind enough, ma'am, to just go through it one more time. And I hope you're paying attention.
Certainly, I'll do so. You know, I'm paid to serve the good people of FCT. So what you do, you visit any of these portals, the registration portal, cvr.inec.gov.ng or cvr.inecnigeria, written together, .org. And then you create an account on the portal using a valid email address to enable you commence the pre-registration process. And step three is, once you've done that, an account link is activated and then sent to your email for you to continue. Step four, you will then click the provided link to activate and then continue with the registration. Step five, I did say earlier that I'm going to leave this with you here, is to fill the online form with the relevant and necessary information that will be demanded.
Mm.
Step six, you then select a convenient date and time when you would then visit any of our registration centers to complete your registration. Don't forget, it's not complete yet. until you have visited us at any of the registration centers. And step seven, you click on the submit button to complete the pre-registration. An application slip will then be generated. Step eight, print that application slip, which contains an application number, you know, or code. Step nine, visit, that's what I've said earlier. I'm deliberately going through that. Mm. Step nine, you visit, an INEC registration center at the scheduled date for your biometrics. Step 10, once you've completed all of that, then we give you a slip, which we keep for the collection of your permanent voter card.
All right, so you heard the steps mentioned. Destiny Anthony says, so Kim, you don't chop up, so the INEC computer don't need to recognize you. Girl, you need to be under investigation, Destiny Anthony. Even I was confused one time and I was praying, recognize me, I'm the same person. Kudos to INEC. I spent 3 minutes in my registration at Area 10. After online registration, INEC is ready. The staff are doing good and doing well. Godi from Area 10 sends this particular one in.
Thank you.
And good day, Kim. I have gone online and initiated getting a voter card since last month, but till date, I have not gotten any appointment to do my biometric. I'm still waiting for INEC or Artistic G, listening from Tasha. What's the process to getting... I mean, you want to mention it?
It should have been sent to his email. To his email, yes.
All right, so he's still waiting.
Yes, but has he completed it? Everything? He's got a slip or something?
Artistic G, have you completed every single thing and have a slip, but yet to get the invite? We need to know where you stand. And good day, Kim and Madame of INEC. I'm Oreva Forever from One Man Village. The above is my voter's card. This is how it was given to me. Please ask the Madame what can be done, because my face did not show at all on the voter's card. Well, he sent a picture and his face was looking just black.
Yeah, so...
The white background, just black.
Yeah, so... would he wants a replacement, or what does he want?
He just wants to know. Have you voted with it before?
So he can come for a replacement and we recapture him.
Yeah, I can't see what's written on this One Man Village. I can't see a date from what you sent to
One Man Village. Yeah. So that should be Maraba Nasarawa State, right?
Where is One Man Village? I'm not
sure.
So,
can you see the PVC clearly? Give me the code where you normally would have 30-something/something.
Okay, 25/04/01/00.
So I know. Okay. I know that he's on an FCD candidate, but it does not matter at all. So he can visit. He must be in Maraba somewhere. Mm. That's Nasarawa State. Why not? Go to the Karu office. You know that there are two Karus, right? So you can go to the Karu Maraba, and there's a Karu in FCT,
yeah,
right? So why not? He can go and ask for a recapturing. Right. Why not?
Go and ask for a recapturing.
And if he does come to Karu FCT, he can be attended to. But, you know, the EU also told me that part of the problem is that when you ask some to say, well, since you don't have an appointment, would you kindly be a bit patient so that we take all of the great Nigerians whose appointments were that day? They get angry. They get a bit upset. So I would appeal for a little patience if he does go to INEC Karu, for instance.
Without an appointment, to wait it out.
Since he wants to take that PVC physically there, to get recaptured, and updated, that would be wonderful. But he needs to be patient when he gets there, so that they attend, if the officer say, please, would you kindly give us a little moment so that we take this uncle and this auntie who is on appointment. Please do oblige them.
All right. Then.
But he can be attended.
He can be attended to.
At INEC Karu or INEC, the other Karu of
Nasarawa State.
That's right.
All right. JJ from FCD says, good evening to our guest from INEC. I just did the online registration process and it's seamless. My question is, if my registration center is in Delta State, can I do the physical capturing in the FCT? I intend to vote in Delta State.
Why not? It's the same. So where is he exactly now?
He's in the FCT.
Why not?
But he wants to vote in Delta State. He's asking, can he capture here in the FCT?
Why not, yes.
And then have Delta State as his voting point?
Exactly, yes.
All right.
Yes, we've done that for several great Nigerians. There are those who will come and say, well, I want to vote in my state. You know, I'm an FCT person, but now I want to go straight to my state. The officers have the capabilities. They've been trained. It's an ICT thing. It's online. So, yes.
So you don't have to travel to your state to affect that.
But the only thing is that he will then travel to his state to collect his PVC.
Aha.
That's all.
JJ, you still have to go down to your state to collect your PVC.
That's all. But all of these other processes can be completed here in the FCT. But when he, because he's voting in another state, right? He is no longer a candidate.
Yeah.
We love him with all our heart. But he will need to go visit our offices in that, because that's what happens. The headquarters will then send all the PVCs to Delta, and then his will be part of it. So he will need to go there to collect it.
All right, then. And Lem from Kefi says, please, Kim, kindly ask our guests if it's possible for one person not to register and have more than one PVC. I'm asking this because, unlike Deneen, I've discovered one person with more than three PVCs, and I'm not exaggerating, he said.
All right. So I also came in here with part of what the law says. You know, when, and I thank him for, asking that question. Number one, you're not allowed to register twice.
Yeah.
It's an offense. Section 117 of the Electoral Act. It's an offense. Please don't do that. Because if you register more than once, you know, there's a fine when you're convicted, not exceeding 100,000, or imprisonment of 1 year. But I know, or even both. But I know great Nigerians listening to me will just smile and say, is it not Nigeria? So let me give them the clincher. On the system of the commission, you will be the loser, I tell you the truth. Because at the headquarters, the commission will just clean out everything about you. That's part of the reason why you find some great Nigerians who will come to you and say, well, but you know, I registered and my name is not on the register of voters. That's what it is. Once you double register, the commission has the technological know-how to clean you out of the system. So you're not going to win
so
at all.
So it cancels you out completely.
You just won't vote. So why do you engage in that? First, is unlawful. You're not expected to do that. The law is against it. Number two, the commission will take care of you technologically.
Ignorance is not an excuse here to saying you didn't know.
Certainly not.
All right.
So please don't do it.